Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Happy Monday morning to you. Joining us now from Fox News Radio, Tanya J. Powers. Good morning.
Morning.
If I were a Supreme Court member, I would be thinking to myself, man, they're calling a lot of emergency cases lately. This is, I didn't sign up for this. No, of course, all joking aside, it's going to be a busy week for the Supreme Court and tariffs, the big topic of discussion, the authority that a president may or may not have. So what are you watching with the Supreme Court this week?
Yeah, that is the one that everybody is really paying attention to. I mean, worldwide, you know, normally the Supreme Court is watched by, you know, legal wonks and people who are, you know, definitely, you know, more in D.C. This is one of those cases that has gotten international attention because of the fact that, you know, the president's tariffs affect people around the globe. This is the biggest one. It's supposed to happen on Wednesday. There are some arguments today and some tomorrow, but like I said, this one is the one that has gotten the most attention. This is, you know, the tariffs are the underpinning of the president's economic agenda. It seems to be kind of the cornerstone of his foreign policy. He has used them to, you know, kind of put pressure on other countries or to punish them, you know, on different matters related and not related to trade. So this is a pretty big deal, whatever their ruling is going to be. There's already been a couple of lower courts and most of the judges on the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit that found that the president did not have power under this 1977 law he has cited to set tariffs. The Constitution grants the power to set tariffs to Congress, not to the president. So the president has used the International Emergency Economic Powers Act that came about in 1977 to, you know, set these tariffs. So that is one of the reasons that this is getting so much attention. This actually started from a couple of lawsuits. One of them, well, they were both from small businesses. One of those was two small businesses that make educational toys. They're family-owned, small, and they sued in the district court of the D.C. court. And so they said that a lot of their manufacturing happens in Asia, which is something that we heard a lot about back in February when he announced the tariffs, and everybody kind of went, wait a minute, a lot of stuff comes from China. If we put a huge tariff on China, we're not going to be able to build whatever it is that they build here, that they get the components from somewhere else. And so these companies said they would have to raise their prices by at least 70% to offset the tariffs. There was another case that challenged the tariffs in the Court of International Trade, again, from several small businesses. One was a wine importer. One sells women's cycling apparel. And they said that, you know, these are an existential threat to their companies. So that is kind of where the, you know, the tariff case has come from, is these different, you know, courts, the ones that were filed in the lower courts that have now made it to the Supreme Court that are challenging the tariffs that he has set.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of tests to presidential powers in the last couple of years. So with the Supreme Court reviewing these things and expediting it, the thing that I'm always curious about is how long is it going to take to get results? Because sometimes when you have a case in front of the Supreme Court, they hear it months and months later, something yeah. comes out. From my understanding, the way the Supreme Court works in instances like this, they might have a preliminary or give you an idea of the way they would rule before the actual ruling comes out. So that way, you know how to act correctly. When it comes to tariffs, and we're talking about major economic impacts, do you feel like they're going to even get a decision out quickly?
That is the $64,000 question that a lot of people have, and nobody really knows the answer to. It could be that they rule on this when they release the rest of their rulings next June. Some people say, you know, it could be January. They'll rule when they rule, and we don't really have an idea of. They haven't said, okay, well, we're going to have an answer for you by the close of business on Friday. You know, that would be awesome, but they, to my knowledge, have not given any kind of guess yet. We should be able to hear the oral arguments. A lot of times they will stream those now, and you know, you can hear them, you can't watch them, but you can at least hear them. And a lot of times that'll give kind of an idea, you know, sort of read the tea leaves kind of thing of, okay, well, what questions are the justices asking? Which way does it seem like they're leaning? We get a lot of speculation when that happens. And again, this one's on Wednesday. So, you know, by Wednesday night, I'm sure there will be no shortage of people saying, okay, well, this is what I think they're going to do.
Yeah, the legal experts weighing in. And when it comes to the streaming side of it, I know during COVID, people had certain interest in things like this. And I didn't even know you can listen into these arguments. I thought it was something that you just got a review of after the fact. I wasn't really made aware of this until the news story about the toilet flush came out when people were monitoring in for that. That became big news. Is the Supreme Court even meeting in person? Are they actually in the same room together? Are they actually remote? Do you know?
No, I think they're in the same room.
Okay.
Yeah, the streaming, the oral arguments, the streaming stuff. I know they started recording them decades ago, mm-hmm. And they are usually in the archives of the court where you can actually go back and listen to some of them. But yeah, now you can actually, you know, you can also see the transcripts of the arguments if you're just, you know, really into Supreme Court information. Their website has got a ton of stuff on it. If you've ever, you know, kind of wondered about this and sort of gone digging through it, you can find out a whole lot of things about, you know, past cases and things like that. But yeah, you should be able to stream these oral arguments, which is, you know, something that we've just really started, you know, listening to in recent years. They haven't always streamed them live, you know, and or offered them for us to hear them in real time.
Yeah, one of the things I love about the internet, different communities get together and they talk about things they like. There's quilting communities, there's Pokemon communities, there's woodworking communities, anything that you enjoy. There's communities of people that just listen to Supreme Court arguments, and that's what they do for fun. So Tanya J. Powers, do you do that for fun?
I'm not necessarily a big Supreme Court argument listener. I'm usually tasked with about four other stories at the same time that's going on. So I don't have the opportunity to listen to them first. It is a lot of stuff I have to keep an eye on, so I can't really devote that much time.
Oh, sure.
But some of these would surely. Now I can tell you, during COVID, I used to listen to the FDA panel meetings, and I can, when they were discussing, yeah, because those were streamed live, and anybody could listen to those when they would discuss the, you know, different vaccines and the different, you know, all that stuff was. Anybody could hear it. And it used to be up on the website. I don't know if they've gotten rid of that now or not. But those were quite interesting and a great cure for anybody with insomnia. But if you were a science nerd or anything like that, man, this was just down your alley. It was great.
Old-timey radio, you know, you have the audio up and it's like you're sitting there staring at the radio like they used to before television, listening to hearings and things. Mm-hmm. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time. Yeah, the Supreme Court's an interesting case. And I found that because of, like, legal analyst Brad Young, who I absolutely love and adore, I found that when he breaks down legal cases and the way he explains things, it helps me better understand when I'm listening to Supreme Court audio. And sometimes people will just post on YouTube or Twitter or something like that, 5-minute chunks of it, and you listen to the line of questioning. So the lawyers, the thing that I'm always super impressed by is not necessarily the questions the Supreme Court justices will ask, but it's the lawyers that are at the top of their game doing something they only dreamed of, which is presenting a case in front of the United States Supreme Court. And when they're asked a question, their ability to spin it in the way of their client, whoever they're representing, and the maybe spin's not the right word, the way they're able to defend their client's intentions. And it's so interesting because they got to be so personable. They understand there's a reverence to the courts. They understand that there's a deep respect that you have to it. It's different than when you watch like the television shows and the television shows that have like the standoff moments with the judge and all the defense and the prosecuting attorneys kind of have these snarky comments and, oh, stricken that from the record, the make sure the jury doesn't hear that. You know, those type of moments when it comes to the Supreme Court, it's so civil. And they're so friendly in the way that they present their argument, and it's laid out with such execution to the letter of the law. It is so awesome to listen to Supreme Court arguments in that sense. It's almost like soothing when you listen to it. It's like you're listening to the most awesome debate you can possibly listen to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, Scott, I don't know if you ever do that yourself, if you've ever listened to some of these different Supreme Court arguments, but I love it. I mean, it's not something I think I can listen to for an entire day, but in 10-minute chunks, it's so worth your time.
Yeah, I have. I've listened to certain cases that interest me, and you're right. It is riveting to hear them talk about. I love the legal process in the first place. Maybe should have been a lawyer, but no, yeah. I agree with you on that.
I'm just a simple, small-town lawyer. You got to bring in the suspenders. Those are the type of, the Matlock. Who was that?
That was Mayberry. That was...
That was his first show, but right. On Matlock, I forgot what the actor's name is, like Andy Griffith, but what's his name? So that's the type of lawyer I want. I just want a simple, small town. I don't know about you busy city folks, but the way we do it out in the country, and he's like fiddling with his suspenders. That's the type of lawyer I like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, that reminds me of, from My Cousin Vinny.
Yes.
The lawyer there. Not Joe Pesci. He was great, too. But the other guy, the prosecutor.
Yes. That was great. So good.
He also played a similar role in Gideon's Trumpet. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that movie?
No.
Oh, if you're a big Supreme Court guy, you've got to watch Gideon's Trumpet. It starred Henry Ford from the 60s. It's a great movie. It's based on a true story. It's about legal representation. It was the case that allowed or mandated that you have to give somebody legal representation if they're accused of a crime.
Oh, sure. Okay.
It's
interesting.
Great. Gideon's
that sounds
Trumpet.
Great. Yeah. We're going to have Scott on the spot coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM Talk.
traffic from the 97.1 FM Talk Traffic Center.
On the roads this morning, it hasn't been too bad, but we've seen volume in the usual areas. So if you are a northbound 55 driver, expect the usual delay right there at Bayless. Some slow pockets along northbound 270, and that starts near 21, continues all the way through 64, where we have an accident on the shoulder. Southbound 270, some moderate volume at Ladue Road. Now 70 eastbound, just moderate volume headed for K. A little bit at the Blanchett Bridge, but now we've got an accident reported. And here's a surprise, it's near Jennings Station Road. So there's a jam behind that. Now, eastbound 64, moderate volume in pockets as you approach Winghaven all the way through Big Bend. And we've got volume westbound headed for and crossing the Poplar Street Bridge. I'm Sue Thomas with traffic on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.